Welcome to the Nonstop Kids Entertainment Podcast, brought to you by Nonstop Kids Entertainment, the home of the hassle-free party package. If you'd like to book a party with Nonstop Kids Entertainment, just visit www.nonstopkids.co.uk.
Hey there, guys, and welcome to the Nonstop Kids Entertainment Podcast. My name's Craig.
My name's Patrick.
And once again, we are here. This podcast is brought to you by Nonstop Kids Entertainment, the largest and biggest and best children's entertainers in the UK. But enough of that, because this is another one of those weeks where we interview one of our fantastic entertainers. And this time, we have pretty much the best of the best. Mm-hmm. Steph, who's going to be on the podcast in a second, she's currently the leader, I think. Is she in the Entertainer of the Year?
Number one.
She is currently number one. Last year, she ended up number three, but that was after about 6 months of work. So, I mean, she's absolutely phenomenal. Everybody loves her. Never gets bad feedback. And we're going to be interviewing the always wacky, always crazy, absolutely wonderful Steph after a little bit of this. So, introducing the amazing Steph Chadwick. Steph, thanks for coming on the show.
Whoop whoop!
Hi.
Whoop whoop. So, tell us all about you.
Oh my God.
Tell us all about you. Tell us all about Steph. There's a lot of people that are listening to this podcast that have seen you in action.
Uh-huh.
You've only been sort of entertaining now for a few years, right?
Yeah, not very long at all. It was something that I accidentally stumbled into, in fact. I turned up as Elsa to someone's fancy dress party. It was a 30th Disney birthday party. And I tried on a few different dresses, a few different looks before I went out into the town and rocked out as Elsa. At which point some poor drunk woman stumbled upon me and went, "Can you please come to little Bernie's birthday party?" I don't know what she was called. Little boy Bernie
wanted Elsa at the party.
He's got a thing for Elsa, and he would love it if you were there.
I just want to what sort of mother decides on booking a kid's entertainer based on meeting somebody in a club going, "I think you'd do a good job. Let me pay you to come on over and, you know, my little Bernie would love you."
She doesn't care about the DBS check. She just any random woman off the street, get her in. She's got blonde hair. She can be Elsa, that's it.
Although I'm assuming little Bernie was a son. I mean, it could have been a uncle or anyone, couldn't it?
My uncle Bernie would love you. Come on over and meet my little Bernie. Yeah,
and that's how you became an adult entertainer.
Yeah. Absolutely. That was a completely different career path. But then you went back to get so you were an Elsa.
So that happened. I ran a marketing company way back then.
And Rainbow marketing.
Rainbow marketing.
Very colourful.
Because you are a marketing genius as well. A lot of people don't realise about you. But there's very few people that are as knowledgeable about marketing as you.
Thank you. I'll take that. So I enlisted the help of a business mentor and had a quick chat with him. And he said, "Come on, talk to me big picture. What are you doing? What are you doing with your business?" And I said, "Well, I'm doing this, that. And as a sort of little joke, I said, "And sometimes I dress up as Elsa." And he went, "Really?" And he eyeballed me. And I said, "Well,
was
yes.
that little Bernie, by the
way?" I think you're talking about Doug Dorbury, aren't you?
I am indeed. Yeah. Yes. He said, "Oh, there's some people I can put you in touch with about that." And I said, "Okay, then." And then the rest they say is history, and here I am.
You became part of the Nonstop Kids family, and
balls deep in Nonstop Kids.
Yeah, you learned how to do. Oh my gosh! I knew this podcast had got right. I didn't realise it'd be this quick.
I warned you.
I know. She did warn us. It wasn't our fault. We should have.
You shouldn't really use balls deep and kids in the same sentence.
That should never ever happen. So, and you learnt magic and balloon modelling.
Yes.
And now
still make swords.
You're one of the
dogs.
Few people in Nonstop Kids that literally runs the gauntlet in the every single package you can do. Mm-hmm. So the hassle-free, the fun-filled disco, the princess, the frozen pirate. You've done pirate, superhero, Star Wars. Didn't you do a Star Wars party and the day before you'd never seen Star Wars or never
No. You did send me to Alton Towers and I'd never been to Alton. No, I'm joking.
What is this magical place?
I mean, most of the parties that I do, I haven't had a clue what I'm doing before I turn up there, and you just kind of make it up as you go along.
That's the most important thing, you know. As long as you've got a rough structure, I'm going to do a magic show, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. You can just blag it. I think
as
the best thing is...
As long as you do research before before you turn up, that's the most important thing. And then you know your characters, you learn them, you print off a few different corners and different things like that.
And that's what you do. You theme every party, to what the kids want. So it's like, you've got a particular theme, we're into Paw Patrol. No problem, we're doing a Paw Patrol party. It's just amazing. Absolutely amazing.
A question that we ask all our entertainers, what is your favourite part about being a kids entertainer?
There's two of my favourite parts. There's one of my favourite parts of being an entertainer is the kids and their smiles and their face when you come out, especially when you're Elsa or, you know, Anna or another character like that that's their favourite person in the entire world, and you step out there and you are literally for that person. I mean, I go fully into the princess accent and I do the whole thing. So when they come out, I go, "Hi, my name's Elsa." And they're all like,
"Craig, you do that on your parties."
And
they
literally, they don't. And I had.
So what would you do if one of the children said, "Excuse me, Elsa, didn't you try and kill your entire village in the first film?"
I say it's an accident, you know. I mean, there's one point at which, like, I say to people, and I'm like, "Oh yeah, my mom said the same thing," and they kind of look at me and I'm like, "Before she died tragically in a really terrible boat accident, it was awful." Anyway, let's change the subject. Like, "Your hair looks beautiful," and then before you know it, yeah. So that's quite funny. I mean, I do the American accent as well. I had two grown-ups arguing at the back of at one of my parties, and they sort of came up to the end and they go, "Are you actually American? Because my husband," and I'm like, "No, I'm from Cumbria." And they hear this broad, like, Cumbrian accent come out, and they're like, "Where did that come from?" Yeah, they literally were placing bets on it at one point.
So
it was
actually she comes in sounding like Elsa, and then turns out she actually sounds like Johnny Vegas.
By the time I'm leaving, I'm like, "Mecca's a brew," and I've got me.
Oh my god! So you like the smiles?
Yes.
You like
so the kid smiles is one thing, but the second thing that I like the best is actually when the parents are laughing at what you're doing. I think that's one of the
Richard
underlying
said that
things.
As well, didn't he?
Yeah,
when you see a parent belly laughing over your Charlie routine, there's nothing better than that. Getting a grown adult to laugh over a puppet is an achievement.
I was going to say, what's your favourite trick? Would it be Charlie?
Yeah, getting Charlie's balls out is always always makes me laugh. It's great. It's time to throw them around the place.
It's a good trick. Yeah,
it's fabulous.
Have you ever had anything go disastrously wrong? What's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to
you? That's what the viewers
want
to hear.
Oh, one of the most embarrassing things that happens probably more regularly than I'd like to admit to is I forget to plug my speaker in, and then halfway through doing games or at the very end, there's just nothing. My microphone goes dead. There's no music. There's no nothing.
And you're like, oh
and
my
I
gosh.
Have to then fill to try and not only plug the charger into the speaker, but I'm also trying to fill and play another and start another game off without music and trying to chat and hopefully fill for long enough that my Craig's looking at me now thinking, how the hell?
No, I'm doing that because I've been there, I've done that.
He's not thinking, why are we doing this? But no, and somehow, like, I've got this emergency backup game that is to do with balloons, and you do this balloon relay. So I plug the speaker in quickly while I'm talking to them. I go, "Is everyone having a good time? Yeah." And I'm like running around trying to find my amplifier at the same time and get it all plugged in. And then I like start blowing the balloons up and I'm looking, is it charged up? No. And then I carry on chatting to them, and then I put them in different teams, and then they have to come up with a team name, and they have to come up with a team name, and they've got to say they're better than them. And before you know it, I've wasted like half an hour of the party. And then I'm like, "Is everyone ready to play the game?" And I look and see, and it's just about charged up, and I'm like, wicked, and press play. That's a bit hairy, I can't lie.
If only that was visually recorded, because that is the most animated thing.
Yeah, I've been jumping around here.
Steph literally was jumping from one side of the room to the other then when saying that. I think she forgot it was a podcast at one point. Oh, just like, yeah, people can't actually see you, Steph.
Yeah. So that was pretty bad. The other was when I did the string trick, and that just it all just came apart in my hand, and I just ended up throwing it behind my head and went, "Well, that's the end of that."
So, oh boy.
With all the varieties of parties that you do, would you say that Frozen is your favourite, or do you have a favourite?
I don't have a favourite. I can't lie, I really, really don't. Sometimes a fun filled disco and just playing games from start to finish just absolutely rocks my socks off. Other times, running around with a lightsaber, beats, prancing around as a princess. Other times, I just fancy being a princess. So, you know.
Nice bit of variety.
Yeah.
Nice. Wardrobe. Was it? Right, okay. We've got Jedi robes,
right.
Superhero costumes.
No word of a lie. It has been, it's life goals, that, for me. Like, big tick in a box. I've got a rail in my house designated to fancy dress. Like, an actual dressing room for fancy dress. Like, that is, I can die happy now.
That's awesome.
Literally.
That's and awesome. You, as of recording today, mm-hmm. You've just started training to do the big illusions and
stuff.
Yeah,
you've been stabbing me all morning.
I have, with swords and blades and shoving you in tiny little boxes. And how's that worked out for you?
Brilliant. And my hands are still intact, which is nice.
Although your legs are now black and blue.
My legs are black and blue. They were very scrapey. Scrapey times. Scrapey times.
Well, we all hate scrapey times.
Scrapey times.
Don't we all? Craig is known for his scrapey.
This is very true. if you could give the listeners of this podcast who are planning a party, mm-hmm. if you could give them one big piece of advice to make sure that their party is amazing, other than booking Non-Stop Kids, because obviously that's the obvious.
We already had that one.
That's the obvious.
What would you? Original, or the viewers will not be coming back. So make it a good one.
In their thousands. Yeah. So what big piece of advice could you give a parent?
Oh gosh, a big piece of advice would to make it run swimmingly.
Just to make sure that their child's party is special.
One tip
that you can give them.
Smooth out of Bernie's bottom.
Gosh, what tip would I give kids? Well, no, not kids, parents. I would recommend always make sure you've got your candles, lighter, fire equipment for the cake.
I've seen so many parties where they're just running around and they haven't got it.
Where's the lighter? Where's the lighter? Has anyone got candles? Yeah, keep candles in my back pocket. I mean, I do, as a matter of fact.
You know what Alex Foden does? Mm-hmm. He put on the group, he's like, he always takes candles and matches because he just knows parents aren't going to have them.
Yeah, I've got an emergency lighter in my bag. I've got emergency candles, emergency blue tack. I've got an emergency pack
emergency
that I carry around with me.
Emergency.
that's one thing that I'd recommend. Oh, big tip for parents. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but health and safety tip. Maybe don't give kids the fruit skewers. So, you know, like a kebab.
Oh, yeah.
Big wooden
stick. Seen parties with those. They're just,
they are.
I've seen kids like...
It can get a bit out of hand. I would recommend
kiwi is going everywhere.
Yeah,
strawberries
splattered left, right, and centre. Oh, and another thing, if I can carry on,
go
someone
for
else
it.
To tell
the
parents
floor is yours,
to not
Steph.
Do. Well, this is the thing, and thank you because it's like I prompted that. The floor is mine. The floor is not for sitting children down and eating the food. It becomes a nightmare when you come and play the games at the end. It's my least favourite thing when there is not a designated eating area. Now, if you've only got
slipping over a slice of ham.
Exactly.
Especially when you're as animated as you are. I mean,
yeah.
All you have to do is watch Steph play games for half an hour and you just want to go and have a nap. I mean, it's a very tiring looking thing that you go through.
And one last thing. Just
no,
one,
go for
one
it.
Last thing. Anything else I can educate parents on.
So
but
this
one
is
last
now
thing
the fourth one last thing.
Is
tip number four.
Is try and not place the entertainer in front of a heater. That is not nice, I promise you. It is sweaty enough as it is, and if I'm in front of a full blown of hot air from behind, not ideal.
I can imagine that.
Little tips.
I love how every single one of these tips have been to benefit you.
This is the tip to make the parents. How are you going to make the day special for the child? Well,
never
you're going to make it
that.
Easy for me.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I can focus on making it special for them. You look after me, I'll sort the rest out.
All right, one last piece of advice. Don't forget to get your kid a present. Like, it's important. It's their birthday.
Okay, that's, you know, you may think it's obvious, but, you know, people
globally
have forgotten.
Globally recognised problem, but, you know, it's...
You could wrap me up in a box if you wanted. I've been practising that all morning.
Yes.
And I can just... Da-da!
Yes, we can now put Steph in a box. She can disappear and we can bring you back.
Subject to availability.
Subject to availability, yes. Yeah. Steph in a box, the show.
Right, okay. It's time for... should we go for the yes-no questions?
Let's
or
go for the quick-fire questions first. Don't let Steph look at them beforehand.
Okay.
Okay, so you have 90 seconds
to
ask as many answer as many questions as you can. We will
have
a leaderboard.
Oh.
Okay. And there will be a prize at the end of the year for the entertainer that answers the most questions in 90 seconds. So,
just to let you know, the current record is 14.
Okay.
So,
here we go.
Are you going to know how many I've answered?
Yes. based on where you got to on the list.
Okay, good shout.
Stopwatch. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
On your marks, get set, go.
If you could buy any type of food right now, what would you buy?
Pizza.
What colour is your toothbrush?
Oh, pink.
If you could be any animal, what would it be and why?
A dolphin, because they're happy.
What is one of the things you would put on your bucket list?
Oh, having a rack of clothes that you can wear. Fancy dress. Tick.
Okay. Who's your favourite superhero and why?
Oh, it's got to be Wonder Woman because she's an absolute ledge.
Nice. Who do you admire the most?
Craig.
Again, shouldn't pain to say that. What is your favourite summer activity?
Sunbathing.
If a movie was made of your life, what genre would it be and who would play you?
It'd be a rom-com and I'd be played by... Jennifer Aniston, I don't know.
If you could be any flavour of ice cream, what ice cream flavour would you be and why?
Chocolate chip.
Because?
Like cookie chocolate chip, because it's the best.
Nice. If you could go anywhere in the world right now, where would you go and why?
I'd go to a beach somewhere.
Nice. Who's your favourite cartoon character?
My favourite cartoon? Elsa, duh.
What's your favourite hobby?
I couldn't say.
No, come on.
Blowing up balloons.
What is one thing that annoys you the most?
You.
What is the strangest thing you've ever eaten?
I can't say that either.
Quickly, come on.
Octopus legs.
What is one of your weird quirks?
Talking really loudly all the time.
Okay, describe yourself in three words.
Fun, loud, and fun.
that's 90 seconds.
Well, you smashed the record.
Yes!
By two, so you got 16.
16!
That's amazing.
I can't help but think if I didn't panic or laugh as much.
Well, you're the current leader. You're the current leader.
Yeah, well, you know me. I'm all striving to be better.
Well, there is another game we're going to play with you now.
Yes!
Which is the yes-no game.
Yes!
Now, if you remember Mallet's Mallet, the whole idea is very simple.
Yeah.
You have a minute. You have exactly 1 minute to answer questions. You can't pause. You can't hesitate at all. If you pause or hesitate, we stop the clock.
Oh.
You have to answer immediately.
Okay.
And you can't say yes or no.
By the way, the record for this is 15 seconds.
Okay.
So as long as you can last longer than 15 seconds. Craig does most of the questions on this because he's quite good at this.
I'm quite good at this.
Okay.
You ready?
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Go.
So you ready, yeah?
Sometimes.
Okay, and your name is?
Steph.
Fantastic. And do you like that name?
Kind of.
You had it for a while?
As long as I've been alive.
Okay, and did you have a nickname as a kid?
I did.
You had a nickname?
Chadders.
Chadders, that was the nickname?
It was.
Seriously?
Serious.
Okay, and you're in our office right now?
It's debatably an office, yeah.
Yeah, it's an office, and you're having a good time?
It's the best time.
It's the best time. And you've been on this podcast now for about 30 seconds. Is that right?
30 seconds?
30 seconds is how long you've been doing on this thing, on the game. Yeah?
I don't think I have.
I think you have.
It's been longer.
No, it's not been longer.
It's been loads longer.
You're very good at this, aren't
loads
you?
Loads longer. You're loads and loads and loads.
You're very good at this, aren't you?
Very good.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I'm stuck now. Okay, great.
We're all day.
So that shirt, is it checkered that he's wearing?
It's checkered. It's blue, it's red. It's got all the colours.
Okay, and do you like it?
It's great.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Okay, that's good. Where are we? I can't do it.
She's done it.
I can't do it. Oh my God.
She's winner.
True story, I've never had anyone beat me at that game. I play that game at kids' parties with kids.
Really?
I get them to come up and I do the yes-go game and I thrash them in like 6 seconds. And nobody's lasted longer than 15 seconds. Oh my gosh, that was...
Just to explain the scene in here, Craig took his glasses off and he's rubbing his head like he's been physically beat.
Yeah, that was stressful.
That was. Well, to beat Nemid's 15 seconds and then for you to go and smash a minute, that's really is exciting stuff.
I'm trembling.
Gutted.
What a time to be alive.
I hope this contributes towards me being Entertainer of the Year this year.
I think
it's one for the history books, it really is.
Absolutely. I think we need to throw points. That was. I'm gutted now. I've literally lost the will to do this podcast.
Used to last in 15 seconds. And
So what we got now? What we got now, Patrick?
We've got a little bit of a joke of the week.
Oh, let's do it.
Joke of the
week. Get ready for this.
Non-stop kids. Joke of the week. Right then, so joke of the week. He's going to go first, then me, then you, Steph. Okay. I'm going to see who does the best joke. We'll let the viewers decide. We'll throw it out on social media.
Well, as we know, my jokes are usually the best, but I'm not 100% confident with this joke this week, so we'll have to see how it goes down. Okay. So, my dog used to chase people on a bike. It got so bad, I had to take his bike away. He's the one riding the bike, please.
It's just not as good as normal.
It's still okay. Look, I can beat that. What did the left butt cheek say to the right butt cheek?
I don't know. What did the left butt cheek say to the right butt cheek?
You crack me up.
That's so bad.
Crack.
Because of the crack.
So bad.
Okay, Steph, you're up.
Okay. Why did the Scotsman have 7 days off work?
I don't know. Why did the Scotsman have 7 days off work?
Because he had a week off. A week off. A week.
A week. I do like that.
A week off.
That is probably the best one. I've got to say. She's only gone and scored a hat trick.
I think she has scored a hat trick.
Boom. Sorry, I keep tapping that.
I thought that my butt cheek joke would.
I don't know.
I'm gonna pull out my Snoop Dogg joke next week.
It's really hard to
be a northerner.
To tell. No, it's just hard. When you're saying your joke, you think you have an idea in your mind of how it's gonna go down, and it's just in reality.
You look a bit disappointed, mate.
Yeah, I mean.
You were crying over your joke, though. You thought it was very good.
It was, you know, because you think that the dog is chasing the people, and the dog's riding the bike.
It works on so many levels.
It does every level, really. It's
anyway, Steph, thank you very much for coming in and joining us.
Very welcome. Thanks for having us.
If you want Steph to be at your party, just contact us at Nonstop Kids and let us know and say you want the amazing Steph Chadwick. Guys, if you would like to book Nonstop Kids for your child's party, all you have to do is go to www.nonstopkids.co.uk. Fill in the form. We'll get back to you within an hour with a no obligation consultation. Or you can ring up and speak to one of us in the office. You might be lucky enough to get hold of Josh. And you can call up 333-301-3002 and say, hey, I'm looking to book for a kids' party. Can I speak to Mr. Smooth? And Josh will be on the phone. He'll sort you out. Other than that, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube. And don't forget the most important thing.
MySpace.
No, I don't think we do that. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes now. You can get it on Audio Boom, or you can get it on our website, or you can just go onto iTunes, search Nonstop Kids Entertainment Podcast, and hit subscribe, and you'll get notified through your phone when the new one goes live. Guys, thanks very much for tuning in. My name's Craig.
And my name's Patrick.
And I've been Steph.
And we'll see you again next week.